DP31 Texans Radio joining me today, Brian Peters. Brian, how are you doing today? Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
All right. It's easily the most unpredictable, unprecedented start to a season that probably anyone around here has ever seen. First of all, what's it like for you being back here in game week mode?
It's awesome to be back, obviously, to be back in Houston. We spent a decent amount of time away with training camp and then with the hurricane and everything. So it's definitely exciting to be back, and we're ready to play in front of the fans.
We talked about it being a whirlwind of a week with the hurricane and everything, and you were one of those that were personally affected by it, by the flooding here in Houston. First of all, how's everything on the home front?
Everything's good. I mean, my house took on about 2 feet of water, and I just had to move everything out, throw most of the furniture out to the curb, and then living in the Holiday Inn right now, trying to find a new place to live. So just a little bit of a hectic,
a little
stressful,
bit,
just a little bit.
But yeah. Can I ask you what side of town you live on?
I lived in South Bel Air, about 100 yards north of the Braes Bayou.
Okay, you're not too far from me, so Bel Air did take a hit. All right, so when did you, let's backtrack a little bit. When did you get to see your home for the first time? Was it that first day that the team got back?
Yeah, that Wednesday night, or yeah, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday,
night.
Yeah.
Wednesday when we got back, I zipped over there and then just kind of saw the damage. All the furniture was wet and that kind of thing. There's still a little bit of water in there, and then obviously like it got into like all the drawers and some of the cabinets were falling down, that kind of thing.
Did you have any idea that that's what you were going to come home to? Had you have someone checking on your house for you while you were in Dallas?
Yeah, my landlord was awesome, Scott Williams. He while we were in New Orleans before it hit, he came over and put my furniture up on cinder blocks and that kind of thing, and just out of the kindness of his heart. And he kind of gave me a heads up because he tried to get over there after the whole area flooded initially when people were kayaking down the street and that kind of thing, and couldn't get over there just due to traffic and obviously the flooding and everything. So it took about 48 hours for him to get back over there, and he kind of gave me a little, I guess, inquiry on how, I guess, the state of affairs over there. And so lost just furniture, some clothes, and that kind of thing. But, again, he helped me out there. Some of the clothes that got wet, he took back to his house, washed for me. His wife hung up, all that kind of stuff. So they were amazing.
That's really nice. Have you ever been through anything like that before?
No. I've done snowstorms, that kind of thing. No.
You played in Canada. Yeah.
Played in Canada. And then I lived in Alabama when I was younger, and we had some hurricanes, just watching movies under the stairs with the brother and sister, but that's about it.
You, some of your teammates actually came out and helped you. I know you guys have been active in the community. I'll get to that in a little bit, but as far as your teammates, they really stepped up, and I read somewhere that they showed up and they were helping you move stuff, right?
Yeah, like 20 minutes notice, I had five guys at my house, came over and helped carry out the furniture. It was quick. We had a decent amount of muscle over there, ended up with five guys over there, so it was obviously proud of my team, proud of like the good people we got here.
And then you yourself, in the midst of everything going on, and I didn't know that that had happened to you, but then I saw you there doing the community work like a lot of the other players were. I think you went to NRG Center, you were a part of a lot of these visits around town, meeting with evacuees. So how surreal was that? You're kind of going through it, but then you're meeting with people that are going through it as well. Why is that so important to you at this time?
I think just the opportunity to give back. But, again, I wasn't hit that hard. There's people that lost everything, lost their homes, lost their possessions, everything. And for me, it was just getting my house clean and going about my business. So, I don't know. I just kind of – it felt like not an obligation, but, like, you got to give back when the city's hurting and after they supported you so much and the – not just the people of Houston, but even guys around here, guys in the program that had people affected. And you just see the effect on, I guess, everyone as a whole, the city as a whole. So, I mean, when people are in need, you got to give back. It's just kind of the, I guess, the wiring.
You mentioned being in Dallas. I mean, it's been a crazy month between West Virginia, then New Orleans, then Dallas. And then on top of that, all the roster cuts were happening. And 90 guys became 53. So how much was that stress weighing on you? I know that for a lot of guys like yourself who come from the background that you come from, being undrafted and playing in the CFL, you know, how do you manage all that in the midst of all this personal turmoil that's going on?
Luckily, some of that distracted me from it. But, I mean, obviously as a reserve linebacker and a special teams guy, I mean, you're always fighting for that roster spot and have to show up and earn it every day. So, I mean, that's what kind of how I focus on how I went about my business. I just tried to show up every day and do what I'm supposed to do and do it with effort and energy. And hopefully, I mean, as of right now, it took care of itself. So it's just part of the gig, part of the business. So you know that going into it. And then the added stuff from the hurricane is just icing on the cake, I guess. But everything was manageable. Again, only material things were lost. It was just it wasn't that big of a deal.
How about for yourself now, third season with the Texans? It seems like you just got here yesterday, and now you're like this wily veteran. You just sort of hung out with the linebackers. You all get along so well. What about for yourself being the third year here in the system? How different is it for you now as opposed to when you first got here? You just sort of showed up like in the middle of the season and had to get adjusted on the fly.
It's definitely different. Obviously, you just come in, you just want to make a splash, you want to help the team, add value, all that kind of thing, and you don't really know the guys that well. And then now that I've been here, I'm comfortable with guys on, obviously, in our meeting room, our linebacker room's awesome. Even the defensive room's awesome. Very close-knit group of guys. And then I've got friends on offense, everything. So it's just, I'm 100 times more comfortable than when I initially got here. So I think that adds to, I guess, my comfort level and really just it translates to play, too, when you're comfortable and you have your own work ethic and your own routine. And being in the same system for 3 years now, you start to understand the defense and what the coaches want. Everything just kind of, I guess, becomes easier. Not easier, but it just becomes more manageable, and you feel like you're in more control.
We were talking to Whitney Merciless the other day, and he said that it was really tough when he first got here to get adjusted to this defense because so much is asked of you. And when did you start to feel like you really were comfortable in the system and everything that you need to know with Romeo Crennel and what he asks of his players?
They set the standards very quickly. They make sure you know they ingrain them in you early just with the level of play, the level of execution, and really just the passion, the game that needs to be played. Romeo and Vrabel did a fantastic job instilling that in myself early. So the coaches manage the culture very well, and then the players really determine it, and I think both are phenomenal and off the charts right now. I'm very excited about the season.
Yeah, let's talk about that. On Sunday, running out of the tunnel, Bill O'Brien says that you guys have dedicated this season to the city of Houston. Have you thought about what that's going to be like to actually play a home game here in Houston after everything that's happened?
I hope it's just amazing, alive, supercharged, which it always is anyways, and this is just going to amplify it even more because, obviously, yeah, we've dedicated it to the city of Houston. They need it. They need the distraction. And obviously, every guy on the team's pouring their heart and soul into the preparation for this game. And that's one of our gifts back, the ability to put a great product and a winning football on the field.
Hopefully
football team on the field.
Win on Sunday and many more to come for the rest of the season. All right, Brian, thanks so much and best of luck.
No problem. Thank you.